This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got our good buddy Alan Phillips from VaccineRights.com coming on momentarily. I want to check in with my good buddy Super Don, making it sound so good. And Super D, you know, there's so much going on in the news, and I don't want our buddy Alan to be lost in the news cycle, because, look, the Rockland County thing, I do want to talk with him about it, the removal of vaccine exemptions. But, man, he is standing strong against what I perceive to be the bad guys, the state bar, even in North Carolina. We're going to get some updates from him on that, but a very important hour, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, everybody's talking about vaccines right now. That's big in the news everywhere. And this particular story, we've touched on this in the past, but it's been a while since we've gotten an update. And so, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to hear what's going on.
So with that, let's bring Alan Phillips into the mix. There he is. Alan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Robert. It's delightful to be back and talking with you guys again.
Well, are you like a man on the run? I mean, do they have your post office pictures like they used to have for me? Look out. these speaking things we're not allowed to say, because you know. You have been providing services to folks for a lot of years that are, you know, sincere and genuine and going, hey, how do I stop the government from forcing me or my children to be injected with what I perceive to be, you know, might be a religious objection due to, you know, aborted fetal cells, might be a philosophical objection, or even now as we're learning, medical objections. And, you know, I want to get into your story and update shortly, but, you know, one of the most stunning things that happened yesterday, I didn't predict this. I predicted the opposite. Rockland County, they sued it. And Rockland County lost the case where they tried to basically bar the Hasidic children, the Jewish community in Rockland County, from being able to move about the Rockland County cabin, so to speak, if you're not vaccinated. Children would not be allowed to go to public places, synagogue, houses of worship, anywhere. And I thought, you know, the fix is in. Every time we see a suit go into the courts automatically defer a major league bias for the vaccinators. And something happened here. How did it not turn out that way this time?
I actually haven't had time to read in detail the order to see what the reasoning was. I think it had something to do with where they had just overstepped the boundaries in a fairly straightforward sense, in that there had to be some minimum number of cases before they could impose that sort of thing. But I'll tell you, two things came to mind to me when it first happened, before we had this terrific ruling that cut it short. And one is, and I see this across the board in vaccine issues, I see it with my clients all over the country in the different exemption situations they're working in. The authorities always treat vaccination in sort of a black and white way. If you are vaccinated, you're protected. If you're not vaccinated, you're going to kill everybody. You know, that's sort of the mentality that they use to push their agenda. Whereas mainstream medicine, and sometimes this is good, sometimes it's not, but the legal system, as it concerns health, tracks mainstream medicine. And we know from the medical literature the vaccines aren't 100% effective. And childhood vaccines, they range anywhere from, I think, around 80% to high 90s based on studies or claims. If we take that at face value and assume that that's the case, then just roughly speaking, on average, somewhere around 10% of kids who are vaccinated don't get immunity from the vaccines as they define it, the antibody response. And many who do, that response wanes over time. And it turns out, as a purely statistical matter, there are many times more non-immune vaccinated kids than there are exempt kids. And if we even discount the fact that exempt children can get natural immunity without even developing symptoms, that's right off the CDC website. And we just assume, this would be erroneous medically, but if we just assume every unvaccinated child lacks immunity, there are still 5, 10 times, maybe more, yeah, non-immune vaccinated kids. So if they're going to quarantine or restrict in any way the unvaccinated kids, they have to find the 5, 10, 15 times larger number of non-immune vaccinated kids and treat them the same way, or they're discriminating against the unvaccinated kids.
Alan, let me ask, because you're being perfectly factual here, as far as I can tell. When you take into consideration, as I said, vaccine failure rates, and it may be higher, maybe lower, but again, for the sake of argument, give them their claims. And you said it very clearly, and I haven't heard it said this way, that there are more potential, vulnerable or even transmissible people, as far as we walking around, that are fully vaccinated than there are not vaccinated at all. In other words, because the vaccine rates are typically over 90% in most, I think, in every state. But let's be honest, there are certain pockets of less or more, depending on where you are, but in general. Now, the other aspect of this is that the adults are not getting booster shots, by and large. I've not met the adult that told me, oh yeah, I got my MMR booster recently, like they every 10 years they say. So we know that the vulnerability based on their, now they're called, did you notice they're changing herd immunity to community immunity? Have you heard this?
Yes.
And I think
yes,
they've been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I've been, you know, making fun of their calling us all moo cows. And they're like, oh, don't say that anymore. Robert's on to us. You know, so they're changing the language. But again, this is all Orwellian speak. But if we look at the vulnerability at the same time, as factual as you are, you acknowledge the bias inherent in the courts. That's what stunned me even now, unless it was so egregious that we can't back you up on this, judge, in Rockland County. You know, the feds came in and said, you know, there's not a basis now that we could actually bend over backwards to try and make it stick.
Well, and it's tricky because the medical and legal systems, political systems, educational systems are all influenced and manipulated to one degree or another. So you can't come up with the winning legal argument and assume or expect you're going to win. That's just a really complicated and fundamental part of the whole larger vaccine controversy, or corruption anywhere for that matter. When systems are controlled and you are operating within those systems, having the facts, having the law, having the science on your side may not be enough. And that sort of jumps maybe to a very important related point here, that in order to win the vaccine war in a larger sense, we're going to have to, first of all, recognize that the systems that we operate within are manipulated, are controlled. It's not 100%. We have occasional battles, one here and there, and those are all great, not to diminish the value of those at all. But the overall vaccine agenda goes forward. There are vaccine profits continue to rise at an alarming rate. The number of vaccines administered keeps going up. VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System reports, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program payouts, these numbers are all on the whole rising year to year. Well, by objective measures, we're losing the vaccine war. Why? When at the same time, awareness is growing, more and more people are speaking out. I think, why is whatever it is we're doing not working with the overall agenda here? So I was really shocked in a very pleasant way to see what happened in Rockland, that they did come down on and back off, and the system worked the way it's supposed to in that instance.
So you and me both, it wasn't just me. And Super Don, you know, am I going to have to like eat crow now? Because I was wrong. And I said I could be wrong, as I'm proposing that I'm expecting that the Rockland County ruling on the federal court level would be upholding the ban. Because again, the inherent bias, and Alan confirms it. Yeah, we sort of expect that most cases are going to go against us.
I think.
Hold on, let me hear Super Don real quick because you heard me say.
No, it's all right. I just look. When I found out about this last night, I was kind of like,
I know.
It doesn't happen very often, but you know, look, Robert was wrong.
A man enough to admit it.
But, But you know what? I mean, that's a good thing, right?
It is a good thing, yes.
I mean, and I told you. See, now I get to be the one to say I think I was more right than you were on this one. Because I told you this was going to end up in the courts and there was going to be a judge at some point was going to say, okay, look, you guys have jumped the shark a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Okay, can't quite go there. And they're going to pull the, you know, kind of rein things back. And it did happen on a lower level at this point.
Sure.
I think eventually, and I'd be interested to hear, you know, what Alan has to say about this, is that eventually, you know, these guys are going to push it, and they're going to go for everything they can get and grab, you know, and take away liberties and rights and, you know, trample on free speech, that eventually the courts are not going to be able to ignore this anymore, because constitutional rights are very plainly and obviously being violated here.
What do you think, Alan?
Well, when it comes to vaccines, and not only vaccines, when it comes to vaccines, courts don't always care what the law says. And I'm sorry to be so cynical about it. And when we get a win, I'm going to take this a step further. When we get a win, it could be because the system worked the way it's supposed to. But it could also be because by giving us the occasional win as a strategical matter, we become a little more complacent. Oh, okay, we won. Everything's fine. Sort of back off a little bit. Now, I'm not proposing that that's what's going on with Rockland. I'm just offering as a general concept that even the wins, we have to be careful about them. And I don't misunderstand me. Celebrate every one. We need as many wins as we can get, of course. But as long as they're sporadic and far apart, they're not really turning the train back around in the other direction. And so we've got to make sure we keep our eye on the ball with that. And I don't know that we need to overanalyze every win to try to decide whether it was, you know, a strategic part, you know, move on their part or not. But just be aware that with systems of control in place where what is supposed to happen by the science and the law doesn't always happen, we need to be mindful of the fact that control techniques have been implemented, are being deployed and employed, and be looking for that. Because when you recognize that you're dealing with control, now, of course, ultimately the vaccine issue is a science issue. It's ultimately an information issue. But I would say, or I'm starting to say now, this is not an information war. This is a psychology war. This is a control war. There's a huge psyop here. Mm-hmm. People are manipulated, and not just the people who don't see a problem with vaccines. The general public is deceived, and we are contained. Those of us who realize there's a problem, we are manipulated as well. They have a whole set of techniques for containing us.
Stand by. We're going to talk about those techniques, and especially one of them maybe playing itself out against our buddy Alan Phillips here as they're going after him, because he's been a very stalwart defender of those who believe in the right to say no to these medical interventions. We'll be right back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Alan Phillips, our guest this hour. Go to robertscottbell.com. Links are up there. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition. Alan Phillips, our guest this hour. I've got his, in fact, I'm going to go right to it. Those of you watching on YouTube or catching it after the fact, here's a screen grab of his website, vaccinerights.com. Again, he has been helping folks out in need for a lot of years, and I'm going to ask y'all to step up and help our buddy Alan Phillips out. Why does he need help? We're going to get into that momentarily, but he did talk about, when we were going to break, the manipulation of the public, and it's something I've talked about. I've even talked about it, Alan, in terms of it being a form of spiritual warfare, you know, fear induction, disconnecting you from the source of all sources. And I think that was also what was so egregious, maybe why they had to not push hard on the Rockland County issue, because it was starting to be framed, and I was helping to frame it, and many others in new media, as a war against religious people. You know, that violated their fundamental, freedom to have a community that believes in, has certain values, and indeed were not truly harming anybody else. In fact, they were much less of a risk percentage-wise, as you pointed out, than those who are fully vaccinated that may not have developed antibodies to the vaccine.
Yeah, and also just with isolation and quarantine, those are sort of the standard among other techniques that local health authorities have if there's a local outbreak, a local concern. But isolation is something you do with people who have symptoms. Quarantine is something you do with people who have been exposed. And you don't decide that someone is exposed because they're part of a community. You decide that they're exposed if they had interaction or contact with somebody who was either ill or a carrier. So they crossed lines there, you know, medically and legally. But I think what you said raises an interesting point, because as you and I have both already been saying today, sometimes the authorities don't follow the law. And so if it was a strategic move on their part, it may have been they realized that they had overstepped boundaries, that because it was a religious community, this would come back to bite them rather than people rallying behind the save the planet from right. all these anti-vaxxers.
Well, and all of the history of the Jews being declared unclean at a certain time in history, being persecuted, prosecuted, and even killed. And I'm not to say, you know, as a, you know, someone who has grown up Jewish, that we're the only persecuted religion or people on the planet. But the point is, when you start looking at isolating a group, it becomes very untenable from a PR perspective. And I suspect that there right. may have been some of that at play. It's like, ooh, we might have bitten off a little bit too much on this one. Let's save their butts, right? And go, all right, we're going to declare this, unconstitutional or just not appropriate. And I think one of the parts of the ruling you may have mentioned was that, well, there's only 5 active cases and it's not enough. And so they're falling back on us on whatever this magic number is. I don't know what it is. They'll only know it when they see it.
Or when they can get away with it.
Yeah, exactly. So turning the microscope or the lens onto you, my buddy. You can see those watching on our YouTube channel, RSBL Media channel, can see you. I think some months ago now, or it's been a while, we talked about the fact that the state bar or whoever investigates attorneys in North Carolina was saying, turn over all your client records. And they're like, wait, why? And how would they get away with doing that? Because I thought there was something called attorney-client privilege. So if you can catch us up on where we started for our new listeners that don't know about this history.
There's actually a 2.5-year history to this. There's been one guy at the bar, and with the support of a group of other attorneys, but one guy throughout. And the issue throughout 2.5 years of ongoing investigations, there were 2 investigations sequentially, and both of them had to do with the idea of what's called the unauthorized practice of law, which has to be the accusation is because I work with clients all over the country, and Robert, as we've talked about in the past, I'm the only attorney in the country who does what I do at the level that I'm doing it. Works in all the exemption areas, works with clients, attorneys, activists, legislators all over the country. So, I mean, there are many pieces to this vaccine puzzle, but I'm the only one that has my particular piece. And so, yes, I'm concerned personally, but I'm even more concerned about what the loss would be to our community if we lose me. Nobody's going to step in and take my place.
And that's what I think they're counting on that. I mean, I believe this is a targeted a prosecution, or is it a prosecution, or is it a persecution? How would you define what they're doing to you?
Well, both of those apply, but what's crazy, just a real quick overview, they are not actually accusing me of ever any specific instance in which I practiced law without a license in another state. What they're saying is, we want to dig through hundreds of client files to see if that's what you're doing. And this is what the law calls a fishing expedition. It's an actual legal term, and it's illegal. But even bigger than that, nobody at the North Carolina bar has authority to decide if I practice law without a license in any other state.
Oh, man.
Every state bar decides that for their own state.
All right.
The only thing the North –
Stand by. We're up on another break, but we got a long segment coming up with Alan Phillips. This is, it's one of those things where you think they're caught dead to rights, but then again, the Democrats haven't stopped fishing expedition on Donald Trump. Is this a similar thing? Are they confusing our buddy Alan Phillips for Donald Trump, President Trump? We're going to find out after this break as he's standing up for what is right and defending your rights to say no to vaccines. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo defends President Trump's decision to cut off funding for El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala because of their lack of effort to keep migrants from leaving their countries to enter the U.S. illegally. He tells Fox Sunday Morning Futures the U.S. has given them hundreds of millions of dollars over past years for them to do so.
We have not yet seen enough demonstration of their commitment to actually preventing these folks from crossing into Mexico and making this dangerous trek across Mexico.
President Trump has called for lower interest rates after a larger than expected jump in payrolls for March. Acting White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNN's State of the Union,
"We believe that strong economic growth does not cause inflation. We believe more people working and succeeding does not cause inflation."
Investors seem convinced it's only a matter of time before the Fed lowers rates based on trading in the federal funds futures market. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. Every Sunday, we are broadcast live, syndicated through GCN, Genesis Communications Network. Heard later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network, WBN, where else? Gosh, SoundCloud, did I say that? YouTube, Brighteon, our buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm going to show you an image for those of you watching online, and this is coming from our friends at the Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom, and it's ohioamf.org, and you'll see the front page, support vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips show your support for Alan, and it talks about all the different ways you can help. There's a 9-step options for you. Take any one or all of them to help out Alan. But why? Why do we want to help Alan? Well, he's a good guy. I like him. He's a friend of mine. But he's doing what few, if no other attorney's doing on a kind of a national level, and I guess that's caught the eye of those who don't like what he's doing, and that is helping folks even out of the state of North Carolina. So, Alan, they're coming after you in North Carolina saying you're practicing law outside in states that they have no jurisdiction over. Why aren't those states coming after you if you were doing that?
Well, because nobody has actually accused me of having done that anywhere. What they're saying is you work with clients all over the country. You must be practicing law without a license all over the country. So we want to go through your client files and see if we can find any evidence for that. I gave them a detailed description of everything that I do, and they said, oh, that's fine. No problem there. So it's really crazy. Let me contrast it for you. They did an investigation, which was an administrative proceeding, and the only reason they sued me, turned it into a lawsuit, is because I refused to hand over the client files. I got to protect my clients. They have rights. You're not accusing me of doing anything wrong. This is all illegal. I'm not playing that game. And they could have taken my license. It wouldn't have been legal, but they could have done it. But instead, they sued me. Somebody doesn't like the idea of me saying no and standing up to them, so they have to make an example out of me. But here's the contrast I want you to hear, Robert. They want to go through all my client files, even though they're not accusing me of actually having done a specific act that violates a rule. Meanwhile, I have filed 3 complaints against them, 30 pages documenting a years-long pattern of misconduct on the part of a group of attorneys at the North Carolina Bar. I have at least 5 different documents showing that they literally made up facts and law. And I have support in my complaints from 2 independent legal experts, 2 legal analyses from independent experts. But the court last month said, oh, it's okay. They can investigate themselves. And they investigated themselves, and there was no problem, so everything's okay.
Wait, which court said that?
The Superior Court in Wake County, North Carolina, which is where the capital Raleigh is. That's where the bar sued me. Okay. That's where the lawsuit's taking place.
So was there an immediate appeal of that ruling? It seems ridiculous. How can they say you have to give up your client files based on not even being accused of a, I don't know, it's not a criminal statute they're going after you on, is it? I mean, I guess they are, but you're in other states, how does that apply? I'm losing it here.
They don't even have authority to investigate what they want to investigate. And that has to be done by other state bars. So when the person who complained to the North Carolina bar said Alan's website says he works with clients all over the country, so he's probably practicing law without a license all over the country, the bar was supposed to say to that woman, well, if you think he's practicing law without a license somewhere else, you need to go to those state bars and report them there, because they're the ones that have to investigate that. So this is how crazy the whole thing is. But this gets back to the point I was talking about a few minutes ago, that people in positions of authority don't always follow the law. And here, there's clearly a system, a group of people. I'm sure it's not everybody at the state bar in Raleigh. I'm sure it's not every judge in the judicial system in Wake County, North Carolina. But obviously, the ones that have been involved so far have all been sort of rubber stamping the bar. We're not going to go the other way and make it look like there's a problem at the bar for whatever reason or combination of reasons. And these people know what they're doing. I don't believe that they just somehow think that what they're doing is okay.
They should know. I mean, if they're bar attorneys themselves, I mean, shouldn't they're held to that standard to know what the law is? I mean,
in the case of attorneys at the bar, this is what they do for a living. So if anything, they should be held to a higher standard because they are the ones who investigate all the other attorneys in the state. So, so it's really crazy. So the solution here, I have an article, I can send you a link for that. But an article that goes in a little more detail. But the basic concept here is corruption or corrupt systems where they all look out for each other, protect themselves so they can all step over the law and get away with it. The way you deal with corruption is you have to put a spotlight on the corruption itself. And you have to do that by at the end of the day, large numbers of people all calling it out together at the same time. Because when a few people speak out, they can be framed as kooks or marginalized or whatever. So we have to keep doing all the things that we're doing in the vaccine controversy. I have to keep going through the steps in the court case that, as the procedures require and so forth. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to win this unless there's a massive outpouring of support from our people all over the country. And the Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom took the initiative on that one and put together something that enables anyone to go to their Support Alan Phillips webpage and spend just a couple of minutes, and then through their at least partly automated system, reach out and to many different North Carolina officials. Right. And if anyone's interested, Robert, I have over 50 pages of documents proving the corruption at the bar posted on a nonprofit website that anybody can go look at and see it for themselves. And this is why.
Tell everybody what that website is.
Yes, it is. The nonprofit is called Bar Watch Incorporated, and the website is barwatchonline.org. Barwatchonline.org. And go see it before the bar learns it's there and comes up with some way to force me to take it down.
All right, I'm going to show it to y'all that are watching on YouTube momentarily, but I want to go back to the Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom site, because there's 9 steps. I'm going to read through them really quick, things that you can do. There's a letter on the page that I'm on there, and it's linked up in the show notes. Donate to Alan Phillips Legal Defense. I'm going to find out, Alan, if are you having to hire an attorney yourself, or can you defend yourself in this case? That's, you know, another question.
Well, so far I am having to defend myself because no attorney will take this on. Nobody will go up against the bar. They don't want to be the next victim, and that speaks volumes. They haven't done anything wrong, but they're not willing to take the case.
The fear of the bar, yeah. So if you're an attorney, there's a position for you. If you're not an attorney, there's another petition to help out. Direct contact to the North Carolina State Bar Director. We have a link there in that page. Direct contact to the North Carolina Attorney General. Let them know, hey, man, there's some really fishy stuff going on at the bar there in North Carolina. Direct contact to the North Carolina governor, the North Carolina House Ethics Committee, and encourage your state medical freedom organization to spread the word, because again, Alan's work is important, and you know, he's a guy that you can hear his head's in the right place, because he's not naive about these things. And I talk about that, and I'm like, dude, I never thought an attorney would agree with me on a lot of these issues. It's like, what is that? But Alan, man, you're a special guy.
Well, I went to school after being out for 17 years, and I picked law school because of the vaccine controversy. So whether that makes me a saint or an idiot depends on your perspective. But it's what I do. It's why I'm here. I'm compelled by the issue. And I agree with what you know. There are multiple layers to this. There's the money layer. There's the population control component. The spiritual level or layer that you mentioned. A lot of different parts and pieces to this. But at the end of the day, you call out corruption. Now, we're in uncharted territory with the bar situation, with the larger vaccine issue. But, Robert, I want to see 10,000 people sign that letter, because mm-hmm. The officials at North Carolina are going to – nobody's going to do anything unless they think their next election depends on it, or they see a public spotlight. And then they are in the position of they're either part of the problem or they're part of the solution. So that's what we want to create with the public spotlight. Put these officials in the – you're either part of the cover-up, or you get to take credit for, you know, resolving the problem.
And this is where, you know, you say, hey, do you do the right thing here, or do you cower in fear and hope they don't come for you? Similar to, you know, if you watched Del Bigtree's presentation on the state capitol in Austin, Texas the other day, where he put on the Star of David, very controversial, but I support him. And, he says, I stand with those who are being oppressed. I stand with the Hasidic Jews in Rockland. Same thing. Do you stand with an attorney who has integrity, who's, you know, trying to work with, actually not trying, he's working with folks that are in need of help to protect themselves from what they perceive to be assaults on their religious freedom, philosophical freedom, and medical freedom? By the way, here's the link I'm going to show you right now to the Bar Watch online, barwatchonline.org, misconduct at the North Carolina State Bar. As I scroll down, you'll see these are linked documentary proofs of the misconduct of the state bar. So if you are an attorney that cares about your the integrity of your profession, I know it's an oxymoron for some of you, understand that. Legal integrity, what? But no, there are people who are good people trying to do the right thing. So if you're an attorney that cares about the integrity of your profession in North Carolina specifically, go to this page, check it out, learn for yourself, and then step up and do what's right and stand with Alan. And I go, it's not always convenient to do it, but if you wait for it to be convenient to do it, you'll be the only one left standing, and then they're going to for sure be coming for you.
And that sums it up well. You know, we all have to come together to save all of us. you know, saving me, yeah, that's great for me personally. I absolutely want that to happen. But it's the larger community, as I said, there's nobody to step in and take my place. And who would anyway? They'd just be next. So it's really important for all of us. And they would see that as such a moral victory that they would. Well, look what they've done to Dr. Wakefield for two decades now, you know. So they'll do that with anyone else they can take down, too. And that's what their goal is. So
very true. So if we're to look at this as a vindictive act against, I mean, I think it should raise ultimately the penalties for those who are in violation. I don't know if you're familiar with the case of the father-son team, the medical doctor and his son who fought on the mercury issue for many years. And they were, you know, I think he lost his medical license. And they went after the State Board of Medicine there. And they were able to pierce the so-called corporate veil of impenetrable. What's the legal term there when they're not liable, right? They're protected by some kind of shield. And he penetrated it, and he went after each and every one of those members, and they got ruling against them. And if these people are acting under, I don't know if color of law is the right term here, but beyond the scope of what the bar is supposed to be doing, they could be held personally liable for their actions, not just protected by some grand insurance scheme, you know, for malpractice or whatever.
Yeah, but it would never happen in the North Carolina court, at least not with the current good old boy system they have in place here. So this is the problem. You know, I have a lot of people reaching out, and I'm just today had an attorney who's one of my favorite attorneys in the country reach out and say, hey, here's some, you know, legal arguments. And I emailed him back and I said, that's not the point. This is not about finding the right legal argument or the right attorney, because the system here is ignoring the law.
The good old boys network. How do we get beyond it? Do we go federal? We're going to find out with Alan Phillips after this break as we wrap up a very important edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN. Go to robertscottbell.com. But right back after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, folks, this is an unusual week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Maybe not so unusual because I do travel more than I'd like to, but I'm going to be hitting New York and then going up to Toronto for the big event, the Total Health Conference. So we've got live tomorrow, maybe even from Carol Alt's living room in New York City. That'll be fun. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we've got to do some advanced recording. And then Thursday should be back live in Toronto, Friday at Total Health. But right now, live with Alan Phillips. And it is a fascinating journey, my friend. And doing the right thing is never necessarily the easiest or most convenient thing to do. But that you do it is why I respect you immensely and call you a friend. The movement out of the good old boys' so-called North Carolina state court system. Is it possible this could be remanded to due to a federal violation, some constitutional issue on a federal level?
That's a really good question. All I'll say about that right now is that I have some information there to sort of look at. But that's a really good example of take it out of the system where it is controlled. So if there's a way to take this issue or related issues,
right, take it out of their battlefield where they have all of the toys, the rules, the land is in their favor, and go, you know what, jurisdictionally, no more. There's an issue here. If we can make it federal, it may be appropriate.
Yeah, so that's something we'll definitely pick up on at a later point when I have more information about that. But it's absolutely the right question to be asking, one of the right questions. Meanwhile, for right now, again, it's about the spotlight. And who knows what the number is, magic number. Is it 500, 5,000, 50,000, or whatever? But when enough people come together and put a spotlight on it, somebody at some point is going to, or at least the theory and goal, is going to say, hey, we can't ignore this anymore. We have to do something about it. And I sent out, I mentioned over 50 pages of evidence on the website. I sent that out to North Carolina officials in all three different branches of government, including the governor, the top state Supreme Court Chief Justice, a number of legislators, early in March. And one legislator actually did recently get back to me, and they are looking into it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Put a little
see what happens with that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't – everybody's not part of the corruption. There are good people everywhere, too.
But some of the good people are disbelieving that this kind of evil can happen, right? This kind of targeted retribution can happen. I think there's a naivete in some, and I think they use that against the rest of us. That's part of the manipulation. They're like, well, we know that most people wouldn't do this, but maybe they'll believe that no one would do it because they wouldn't, right? And so they play on that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You mentioned Trump earlier, because this has come up several times where people say, of course, I'm in a whole different order of magnitude than Trump, you know, in the presidency. But it is conceptually the same thing that's going on in Washington right now. I think that was an apt analogy, at least on the concept.
Total
level.
Fishing expedition, man. We just want to see your files because we think something's up. Where's your evidence? Well, you said you're working with people on your websites. Like, well, then go to those states and have them try to bring something on it. And you know, again, that
right,
means
right.
There's some kind of vendetta in North Carolina. And, you know, we're here to support you. Super Don, as we wrapping up this hour here, you know, it's like, you know, the underdog battle, the classic underdog battle, although it's not every underdog we spotlight here. But Alan, man, what a good guy doing the right thing.
Yeah, this is some crazy stuff, man. I mean, it really is. And, you know, the environment that we're in right now, where, you know, he just brought up the analogy of what's going on with Trump, you know, whether it's, you're looking at it there, you're looking at all the witch hunts and the stuff that's going on in all different states about people that, you know, have vaccine hesitant, and they're being demonized and, you know, publicly shamed, and the situation of Rockland, man, this is a weird time to be alive.
It is, isn't it?
It really is, man.
But, you know, it's flushing out the corruption. It has to come out. It has to surface as more people become outraged by it. And, you know, Alan, you know, I don't want to see you Wakefielded, so to speak, right? And I don't think that'll happen, because there's a lot more awareness than when Wakefield was Wakefielded before that was a term. But I ask people, just as you are, please don't sit on your tushies and do nothing. Stand up for someone who's doing something that's in defense of all of y'all's, you know, rights to basically autonomy over your body and your family and your children. It's a big, big part of this, even though, you know, part of the story is, hey, they're attacking Alan Phillips. But as you know, Alan, as you said, it's not just about you. But, yeah, I want to see you helped as well.
Yeah, I think Ben Franklin was the one who was credited with saying, we either all hang together or we will surely all hang separately. And really, that's what we've got here. We've either all come together and come out and speak out, whether you're talking about my issue here or the larger vaccine issue. We have to keep calling out the corruption, focus on that
Amen.
Corruption. Now, you know, find the right way to do it in the right time and place, of course. But
right. Let your voice be heard, though, Alan. And listen, I apologize, we're out of time, but go to vaccinerights.com. We have it linked up, all of those things we've mentioned this hour. And I'll be back tomorrow, and we'll stay updated, Alan. Stay in touch with me. I know you will, and we appreciate you. And remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.